Well, we're going to be grateful for everybody being in the community. MJ Lenderman, thank you for this song. It's almost time. This is on my knees. And it's almost time for Mr. David Schilling to ride down the road in the commuting traffic and start his afternoon drive time. Here's a little behind my voice, Richard Barone. Thanks for listening. This was going out to all the listeners, supporters, people in the community who have given or are going to give to support independent radio on Independent Public Radio Music Day, celebrated once a year, but on my show, Music for Neighbors, every day. Here comes Dave. Anyway, hello, Cyrus, and everybody else who might be listening. And love for neighbors, X-Ray, DJ Kiki.
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. Also on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. You can also find us streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
You can't, but I'd rather.
Beautiful voice of Jamaican artist Jimmy Cliff. That's a tune called The Harder They Come, and it is from The Harder They Come movie soundtrack, which was Jamaica's first premiere or first feature-length film. It was made in 1972 by Perry Henzel, an excellent movie if you haven't seen it. Jimmy was great in that as the star, and all kinds of incredibly good music from that movie. You're listening to Backseat DJ. I'm David Schilling. Thanks to DJ Kiki for another awesome Music for Neighbors show. Appreciate that. Always listening to that on the way in here. And thank you to all the Fall Fund Drive donors. You guys really, really stepped up this time. I mean, we blew past the goal. And that means there's more great things to come for X-Ray FM. You stay tuned. You'll hear more of plans and upcoming things. And I think it probably means some new equipment and, all kinds of good stuff. But every Wednesday, I play a variety mix of music from artists you know and love, as well as introduce you to some you don't know, get new releases, sneak peeks, local artists, classics, B-sides, interviews, and all that good stuff. But first, I want to talk about Jamaica. That's a place dear to my heart. Started going there in 1999 or 98, and I've been there at least 10 times or so, and specifically to a special place on the south coast called Treasure Beach. And it's, people around here talk about community all the time. Treasure Beach is a community. I mean, those people have just been knocked down flat on their butts right now. I mean, in a huge, huge way. Melissa, Category 5 hurricane, 185 mile per hour top wind speeds, strongest storm to ever hit Jamaica, and it's devastated the south coast there. But these people are so resilient, so strong, so sweet. They're the most special people I've ever met down there. Have friends and people that you don't even know you talk to, and they're gonna bounce back. And you can help there too. I know we're asking for money for the past couple of weeks, but I'm gonna ask you again for Treasure Beach. There's the Bread's Treasure Beach Foundation, and it's short for Brethren, which is a friendly greeting used in the community. So you hear them say, "Hey, Breda," things like that all the time when they see you, and smiles and waves. It's an amazing foundation. They step up and they help the community, especially in times like this. But it was founded in 1998 by Jason Henzel, who was Perry Henzel's son, actually, from Harder They Come. Created this amazing sports park there for the kids and for the adults too, the soccer fields and tennis courts and basketball, all kinds of things, swimming lessons. But it's an excellent way to donate to them right now. Breadsfoundation.org, and that's Breds Foundation.org. They can use all the money that you can give them, and that is an organization where the money is going to go to the people and help rebuild houses and businesses and infrastructure, everything there. So anyway, it's a very special place, and it's a really hard time right now, seeing the picture and hearing the stories. But today I have some new music for you from Lemonheads, Bar Italia, and the John Denver Airport Conspiracy, plus some other stuff, some more reggae here for you as well, including the God himself, Bob Marley and the Wailers, from their 9th studio album, Exodus. A tune called One Love, People Get Ready. And you hear One Love a lot down there in Jamaica as well. And it's a real statement. It's means universal love and unity. So here you go. Bob Marley, One Love, people get ready. Knowing Jamaica, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to get up and stand up, and they're going to rebuild the place. And they will. They'll do it. Amazing folks there. That was Get Up, Stand Up, Bob Marley and the Wailers from their sixth album, 1973's Burnin'. In the middle of the set there, Jamaican artist Desmond Dekker with 007 Shantytown. And that's from his 1967 debut album, which was a that was the title track from that album. It was called 007 Shantytown. It also appears on the Harder They Come soundtrack from the movie there as well.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Spielman Bagels and Coffee. Opened by Rick Spielman and his son Raph, Spielman's has been serving handmade boiled and baked bagels and house-roasted coffee since 2011 in their flagship store located on Southeast 20th and Division Street. More information and hours at SpielmanBagels.com.
And they're going to rebuild, and it's going to take a lot of money. One cool thing I saw, I have a new favorite NBA team, the Miami Heat. They're donating $1 million to Jamaica to help rebuild. So good on them. Man, that's amazing. Yeah. Used to be a Sonics fan until they were stolen from Seattle. And then I've kind of dropped the NBA. But now, Miami Heat, you got me. I'm yours. All right. Yeah, if you can, really, really appreciate any donations whatsoever to Bread's Treasure Beach Foundation. That is BREDS Foundation. And that money's going to go straight to the people of Treasure Beach, Jamaica, to help them rebuild there. And they're just incredible people. Like I said, I first went there in 1998, and I've got friends down there. One of them I've known since then, Joseph. And it's kind of funny. Quick story. Joseph, I was sitting outside having dinner one night at the hotel in Treasure Beach, and this guy comes out of the bushes and sits at the table. And he's like, "Hey, man, you want to go out on a boat ride with me tomorrow?" I'm like, "No, I'm not going to go out on any boat ride with you. You just jumped out of the bushes. I have no idea who you are. No, not going to do it." Next day, sitting on the beach, same guy came up, and he's like, "Hey, come on, let's go out on a boat ride. Come on, I'll take you up the Black River." "No, I'm not going up there." So I asked somebody, I'm like, "This guy Joseph keeps bugging me about going on a boat trip. Who is this guy?" And they're like, "Oh, Joseph, man, he's a fisherman, and you should try it. He's a good guy. You should do it." So I did. And it was the most incredible trip I've ever taken. And we went up the Black River and through the town of Black River, which has been flattened now. And it was just incredible. I've done it every single time I've gone back there, and it's amazing. Anyway, let's move it on with the music here. I've got one for you. I'm going to mix it up here. English band Fine Young Cannibals, tune off their 1988 album, The Raw and the Cooked. You may have heard this one. "She Drives Me Crazy." Thank you. that was a tune called Fundraiser. Yeah, it's from London, England band Bar Italia off of their just released fifth album, Some Like It Hot. Yeah, Bar Italia, they get their name from the actual coffee bar in London, in Soho, which in my opinion is the best coffee bar in London, if not all of England. It's excellent. Been there since 1949, I believe. Owned by the same family. Super cool. If you haven't been there, next time you go to London, check it out. Bar Italia, the band, is coming to Portland. They're going to be playing here November 10th at the Aladdin Theater. In the middle set there, another English artist, Thomas Dolby, with She Blinded Me With Science. And that's off Thomas's 1982 debut album, The Golden Age of Wireless. I remember that tune playing all the time on MTV back then. Thomas is also still out there playing, still making new music, still touring. In fact, he's coming to Portland as well. Thomas Dolby will be in Portland November 23rd playing Revolution Hall. You're listening to Backseat DJ on X-Ray FM, Portland, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach. Radio's yours. All right, I've got some new music for you from Boston band The Lemonheads. They've just released their latest album. It's their 11th album. It's called Love Chant. Here's a tune for you from that one. This is called In the Margin. Definitely one of my favorite artists, the late, the great Mark Lanegan, who started out singing for Screamin' Trees, who were from Ellensburg, Washington, and then Seattle, Washington, and during the whole grunge thing. That was Riot in My House, and that'll wake you up if you're driving home, won't it? That's from his seventh solo album, which was called Blues Funeral. In the middle of the set there, a brand new tune from the John Denver Airport Conspiracy out of Toronto, Canada, from their just released second album, Songs of Mass Destruction. That was a tune called Someone's Gotta Do It.
Support for X-Ray comes from Beeline Urban Delivery. Beeline supports businesses with access to zero emission delivery, warehousing, and advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
Thanks, Beeline, for supporting X-Ray FM. You guys definitely help keep us going, too. So we appreciate every company and every person that that helps X-Ray keep going. That's how we bring you all this great music. Hopefully you like what's going on here. All right, I've got a tune for you out of Indianapolis, Indiana, a band with one of my favorite band names, Karate, Guns, and Tanning, off their second album, which was released earlier this year, called Crisis Genre, and that's with a K. Got a tune for you from that one called Glassy.
We'll be right back.
That's English band The Verve with a tune called Gravity Grave. That's off their debut self-titled EP from 1992. Great band that was not around long enough. If you've been listening to the whole show, you heard me talk about Jamaica early on. Obviously, you've heard of the tragic hurricane that hit there yesterday. Category 5, 185 mile an hour winds, and it's just devastated most of the island, especially the south coast, especially a place called Treasure Beach in St. Elizabeth Parish, where I've been going for over 25 years, quite often. I have friends down there, and it's one of my favorite spots on earth. And now it's flattened again. They just went through a couple other hurricanes as well in the past few years and rebuilt beautifully. They come together. They're a real community. They take care of each other, help each other rebuild. They look out for each other. It's a true community, but they need outside help now. And if you have any extra bucks you could donate, that would be amazing. There's Bread's Foundation in Treasure Beach, Jamaica, which was created by Jason Hensel in 1998, and they do amazing things there. So it's the type of charity where if you donate money there, it is actually going to help people. It's not going in anybody's pockets, nothing like that. It's going to help people. And you can go to breadsfoundation.org, and that's breads, B-R-E-D-S foundation.org. Or you can go to my Instagram, David E. Schilling, and I've got a link there in the link tree. So appreciate any help you have. They're just amazing people there. Wonderful, wonderful people, and they need our help. So, all right, we are almost out of time here. I'll see you next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific with a whole new batch of tunes. You can email me with any feedback, comments, artist, and new release suggestions, or if you just want to say hi, at david@backseatdjpdx.com. You can also check out any previous Backseat DJ show anytime in the show vault on xray.fm, as well as any of the other shows too. So you can listen to lots of different shows. You can find the Backseat DJ show page under the shows tab. All right, one more for you. If this song does not bring tears to your eyes, I don't know what will. This is from same artist we kicked off the show with, Jimmy Cliff, as from his 1969 album, was self-titled album, Jimmy Cliff. It was his third. The song is also on the Harder They Come soundtrack as well. It's called Many Rivers to Cross. It's an excellent tune. Thanks for listening. I will see you next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific right here on X-Ray FM. Here you go, Jimmy Cliff, Many Rivers to Cross. Have a great week.
A woman.